命中打开希伯来书第二章，希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews
chapter 2.
Again, we will read from verse 5 to verse 8.
翻到了一同开声来读。
Let us read it together.
希伯来书第二章第五节到第八节。一、二、三，我们所说将来的世界，上帝也没有交给天使管辖，但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么？你竟顾念他？世人算什么？你竟眷顾他？你叫他比天使微小一点，视他荣耀尊贵为甘冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既叫万物都服他，就没有剩下一样不服他。只是如今我们还不见万物都服他。第九节，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦得了尊贵荣耀鬼冠冕，叫他因着上帝的恩为人人尝了死味。我们读经就到这个地方，我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray。
说我们恳求你真理的圣灵，就是启示圣经的上帝，今天光照我们众人的心，今天感动我们每个人的灵，用主你的爱充满我们，给你的仆人讲理翻译理，把你的真理传讲清楚，你们使他们同感一灵，同心合意，齐心努力，把你的道告诫起来，把你的真理传出来，叫我们得明白里面的意义，好叫我们得着属天的智慧，我们的生命，我们的信仰，我们的灵性，我们的道德被建立起来。因为你说我们就是至圣的正道上造就自己，我们感谢赞美你，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名祈求你，阿门。感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God。
大家来感谢主。
Let's say together。
赞美主。
Praise the Lord。
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
今天耶稣复活，对不对
？Today's resurrection。
我站起来对你的朋友说，耶稣为你复活了。每个人握手。
Let us praise
the Lord。哈利路亚。
Praise the Lord。
哈利路亚。
赞美
主。哈利路亚。赞美主。我们向基督复活。基督复活，哈利路亚！基督复活，哈利路亚！基督复活，哈利路亚！基督复活，基督复活，基督复活，基督复活，基督复活，赞美上主！基督复活，基督复活，基督复活，基督复活，赞美上主！笑着唱。赞美上主，基督复活。赞美上主，基督复活。赞美上主，基督复活。赞美上主，大家感谢主。
Thanks be to the Lord。
赞美主。
Praise Him。
耶稣基督复活。
The Lord is risen。
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
你们还没吃饭呢。坐下来，我们继续传讲今天的信息。
We want to continue with our message today.
上个礼拜有来的，请举手，我看看。
Those were here last week, please.
你记得上个礼拜讲什么吗？
Can you remember what we?
你记得不记得？上个礼拜讲什么？讲关于天使中管辖的问题。
Last week we spoke about angels and the boundary of man.
人在宇宙中间的地位是什么
？And the status of man within the universe.
所以希伯来书第二章第五节告诉我们
，Hebrews chapter 2 verse 5.
我们所说将来的世界
，It is not to angels that he has subjected
the world. 上帝原没有派一个天使来管辖。
It is not to the angels that he has given.
这样就从以色列的一些观念有一些不同了。
So this is different from the Israelites.
以色列的观念中间呢
？In the Israeli concept.
借助以色列的数目。
And that is through the numbers of the
Israelites.
In the Septuagint, it says by the number of the angels.
And
using that number, the boundaries of the nation
were set.
So all nations' boundary is set based on the numbers of the Israelites.
因为以色列是神自己所管制的。
And the Israelites themselves have been under the control of God.
这里所提的是建在世界的国度的问题。
But this is referring to the nations of the world.
但是这里所讲的将来的世界,
but here we see the world to come.
我们所讲将来的世界,
we, the world to come of which we are speaking. Does this refer to the present time in the New Testament, looking at it from the Old Testament?
我们看第一章清楚说到神界的先知播至多方的小以列祖。
We see from the first chapter that the Lord spoke to our forefathers through the ancestors, through our prophets and ancestors.
就在这末世, 借着他的儿子基督效益了我们。
But in these last days, he's spoken to us by his son.
所以这里所说的, 我们所讲的将来世界, 是不是就是指现今这个末后的世代呢?
So the question is, when the writer refers to the world to come, is it referring to this age of the last days?
我相信不是。
I believe it is not so.
这里是指未来这个世代结束以后十二年永恒的世代那一个将来的世界。
I believe this is referring to the future world after the times have ended.
所以这里就说的上帝 也没有交给天使的管辖。
The Bible says it's not to angels that he is subjected.
那么今天这个世界原来是交给谁管辖的呢?
So who is this present world subjected to?
上帝创造这个世界交给谁去管辖呢?
When God created the world, to whom did he give the world to?
神是天地的主。
Our God is the Lord of heaven and earth.
那么神创造这个世界以后,
after he has created the world,
最高的创造, 就把他自己的形象样式, 放在最高的受造物里面。
The highest creation he has is man, where he gave us his image.
所以就是人有了神的形象和样式。
So man was created with the image of God.
你的人是按照神的形象样式而被造的。
We were made by his image.
所以人是万物中间最尊贵，也是最荣耀的。
Among all things, then, we have the most glorious and the most honored position. Among all things, we have the highest status and we can be the representation of God. In all cultures of the world, they have, seem to have some knowledge regarding this. For example, we say human beings are the being of wisdom.
人是理性的活物,
and human beings are being of reasoning.
人是道德的活物,
humans are beings of ethics.
人是有良知功能的活物,
and human beings are beings with consciousness. And the Chinese immediately say that the man is the greatest being of all beings.
So, man is the spirit of everything.
He is the spirit of all things.
所以将来万物中间就没有一个像人一样有灵性的这种特殊地位的身份在他里面。
In other words, no other being has this special unique position.
圣经说当上帝把他的灵气吹在亚当鼻孔里面的时候,
when the Bible tells us that God gives his spirit in a breath into the nostril of Adam, he becomes a being with a spirit. In other words, he is a living spirit. A human being is a living spirit. He is a spirit that lives.
我们不需要照着三元论的分化的办法把人分成灵, 魂、身体三个部分组成的。
But of course, we need not follow trichotomy, which separates man into the body, soul, and spirit.
圣经里面常常用魂字跟灵的字可以交替复用。
Because in the Bible, the word soul and spirit has been used interchangeably.
而雅各书告诉我们，人有身体，没有灵魂是死的。
And the book of James tells us that with a body without a spirit, we are dead.
所以这样很清楚地告诉我们，按物质来说，身体是看得见的这一部分。
Therefore, to us, the body is something which we can see physically.
按灵魂来说，灵性来说，灵魂是看不见的那一部分。
But in spirituality, the spirit is something which is invisible to us.
So the physical body is the made matter by the nature, and our soul is a spirit by the nature. Soul is a spiritual, and the human body is a material. 就是这样分别了。
So it's very easy to segregate. The soul is the spirit and the body is material. And we say that the spirit is something which is invisible to us. It is the essence of our spirit. But the body is a physical one. It belongs to the material one. When God breathes his spirit upon us, the human being becomes a living spirit. And that which enables man to live is not the physical body but his spirit.
So
And so this human being with the spirit becomes a representation of God on earth.
从归正神学的角度来看,
from the angle of the Reformed theology,
神造人的时候就把三种本性和三种的这份放在人的本性里面。
When God created man, he gave us three offices.
所以人就有君王的功能。
We have the functions of a king.
人有先知的功能。
We have the functions of a prophet.
人也有祭司的功能。
We also have the functions of a priest.
祭司的工作就是服侍的意思。
The priest's work is to serve.
是工作的意思。
It's to work.
君王的侍奉就是一个这个统治的意思。
But the serving of the king is in dominion.
先知的意思，先知的这份就是解释和传讲的意思。
The job of a prophet is to explain and to preach.
像人在这个世界上就有这三重的功用。
While we are still living, we will have these threefold functions.
你的人按照神的形象造的。
Because we were created in the image of God.
神把人造成有祭司的这份，有先知的这份，有君王的身份。
And God created us with the functioning of the priest, the prophet, and the king.
先知这个字的意思是什么呢？
What is the meaning of the prophet?
也就是神的代言人的意思。
He is the spokesman of God.
先知的工作是什么呢？
What is the work of a prophet?
就把神的道的意义把它讲出来。
His job is to tell us the meaning of God's word.
当亚当被造的时候，
When Adam was created,
亚当的先知功能就在对万物的启明解释的事情上显明出来了。
His prophetic duties come upon when he named all things.
二十世纪是一个全思修兴盛的很极端的一个世纪。
In the 20th century, there is a lot of explanations for all things.
This is the time for the philosophy of hermeneutics. 所以这个全思修的哲学在二十世纪的下半段变成最主要的一门的这个学问了。
In the second half of the century, it becomes a very important study.
也就是 depends on how you interpret of everything you know and you see.
在万事当中要看你怎么样来诠释这样的事情。
当上帝创造亚当的时候，
When God created Adam,
就把他带到已经被造的万物的面前。
He brought him in front of all created beings.
亚当就给所有的动物起名字，请不要讲话。
And Adam named all things.
当亚当为所有的动物起名字的时候，
When Adam named all beings,
你想这是小事情吗？
Do you think it's a very trivial thing?
这是一件很大的事情。
It's a very important thing.
因为这表示人受神所信任，可以给万物做一个有神给他委任的权柄去解释的工作。
This means that man has been trusted by God to name all things and to explain all things.
亚当说你是牛。
And so Adam said, you are a cow.
就是牛了。
And the being
他没有办法不是牛了。
And there's no way to escape that.
所以亚当说你是猪，他就是猪了。
And if Adam named a being a pig, then that is it.
谁知道他是牛，他是猪呢？
And who would have such knowledge?
人知道。
The man would know.
到今天牛还不知道他是牛。
Up to today, the cow would not know that he is a cow.
猪还不知道他是猪。
And the pig would not have self-consciousness.
他是什么？不是他解释，是人解释的。
Because the explanation comes not from itself, but from man.
所以 man are created to interpret.
所以人是创造出来是做诠释的工作。
Man are created to give the meaning.
我们创造被创造是给另外一个东西有意思。
看一本哲学书的时候。
Today, when you read a philosophical book,
你正在看哲学家怎么样用他的主观的观念来解释他要告诉你讲的事情。
You are looking at the subjective thoughts of the philosopher.
你看一张油画的时候。
When you're looking at an oil painting,
你是正在注意到一个图画家怎么用他美的观念来解释他思想中间的境界是什么。
You are observing the expression of the artist about the beauty of life.
一个音乐家是一个解释者。
So a musician actually is interpreter.
一个图画家是一个解释者。
A painter is also an interpreter.
一个哲学家是一个解释者。
A philosopher is also an interpreter.
当对这个社会做解释的时候，
When he interprets towards the society,
共产主义就用唯物论的架构来思想怎样解释这个事情。
The communists use the existentialism to explain the society.
资本论就用另外一种观念来解释这个事情。
And the capitalists will use another concept to explain about the world.
每一个人都有先知功能。
So everyone has a prophetic function.
每个人都有解释的可能。
Everyone has a possibility to explain.
为什么这些人叫做哲学家、音乐家、图画家、诗人？
Why do we call these people philosophers, musicians, painters, and poets?
因为他们的解释已经到了一个程度，被人认为是权威，大家公认，你我没有人承认就是。
Because their explanation have reached such a stage where they are the authority and everybody recognizes that, not like you and I.
其实我们每一个人每天都凭着我们的主观正在解释某一些事情。
But actually every single day by our own subjective thoughts we are explaining and interpreting all things.
先知功能就是对意义的谈解。
So the prophetic function is the ability to interpret meaning.
这是神造人的时候一个很大的一个部分。
This is a very important portion of what God is created for.
另外一个部分是什么呢？
What is the other portion?
我们有一个做服事工作的这个祭司功能。
We have the priestly duties and functions.
祭司的工作就是服事。
The work of a priest is to serve.
他以世界的事物来 代表世界向神做服事的工作。
He served God through using all the means of the world.
他以神给他的责任和能力来服事世界做服事的工作。
And using the responsibility and power that God has given to him, he serves the world.
所以祭司是站在神与物的中间做服事的中保这个工作。
The priest stands between God and man and serves as an intermediary in serving.
这是人被造的这份里面的第二个很大的工作。
This is the second most important area that in our creation.
第三个工作是什么呢？
What is the third area of
work? 神造人成为君王。
God has created man to be king.
这就表示统治权的意义了。
This means that we have the power of governance.
每个人都有统治的意念。
Everybody has this idea of governance.
每个人都有统治的这个权利。
We all have this power to govern.
每个人都有统治的观念。
We all have this concept of governance.
而每个人都曾经用他的权柄去做一些管制其他的事物的工作。
And every one of us exercise such powers at certain times.
这样的神就把万有放在人的下面。
So God gave all things under the feet of man.
把天上的飞鸟、地上的走兽、海里的鱼，都放在人的下面，让人来管理、来统治。
The birds in the air, animals in the land, and the fishes in the sea are all placed underneath the dominion of man.
将人被造而有君王的功能在里面。
So we have this functioning as kings.
这种人论是圣经里面才给我们看得清楚的。
This sort of doctrine of man can only be seen in the Bible.
没有一个宗教 能够像圣经一样把人的地位提到这样高的一个身份。
Not a single religion can elevate the status of man to such a position.
没有一个宗教可以了解人的位分到圣经所提的这样尊贵、这样荣耀的地步。
Not a single faith can understand the position of man in such a glorious and honorable way.
所以这里告诉我们未来的世界 并没有交给天使所管辖。
Here we read that the world to come is not given to the angels.
上帝乃是交给人来管制。
And God gave it to men.
所以当一个人观看上帝所造的月亮星宿，便说：人算什么？为什么你顾念他？世人算什么？为什么您去眷顾他？
So when a man observed the constellation and the stars, he immediately will respond by saying, What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him.
你叫他比天使微小一点,
you made him a little lower than the angels.
你赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕,
you crown him with glory and honor.
将你所手所造的都派给他管理,
and put everything under his feet.
使万物都伏在他的脚下,
and put everything under him.
我们上个礼拜已经思想这一段的圣经是引自诗篇第八篇的那些话语。
And last week we already mentioned that this is in reference to Psalm 8.
这是全本圣经中间在人的地位中间给我们清楚看见神原定的计划到底是怎么样的。
Here we see in the entire Bible the place that tells us the original plan that God has for man.
整个人类的文化, 整个历史的哲学的历史，这个人类这几千年来的成就，都失败在一件事情上。
All of man's culture and philosophies and history all fail on one area.
什么事情呢？
What is this area?
We fail to understand who we are. We fail to understand where is man's position in the universe.
我们不能够了解我们本身是谁，我们也不能够了解在宇宙中间我们的地位是什么。
我们很兴趣去研究我们以外的一切的东西。
We are interested to study what is beyond us.
结果我们不知道我们自己到底应当在哪里。
But in the end, we do not know where we should be.
我们很好奇神所造的一切。
We are curious about all of creation.
结果我们找不到自己在被造世界中间的位分是什么。
But But in the end, we do not know where we stand in the created world.
直到20世纪结束的时候,
Until the end of the 20th century,
人还没有真正明白自己的宇宙中间的位分到底是在哪里。
We still do not have a complete understanding of where we are in the entire universe.
Where is human identity in the entire universe?
在整个宇宙人的位分在哪里?
Where should I put myself in the created world of God?
我在上帝所创造的世界里面应当放在哪一个地方?
Except you return to the Bible,
除非你回到圣经里面,
you will never understand accurately what is the purpose of God creating you in this visible world.
你完全不能够了解上帝在这有形的世界里面创造你到底是为了什么?
感谢上帝,
Thanks be to God.
只有透过神自己的启示, 我们才能清楚看出 我们的宇宙中的地位到底在哪里?
Only to the revelation of God can we have a clear understanding of what we are here for.
按照形体的面积来说,
based on our physical status,
我们是比被造之物更小的太多了。
We are smaller than many created beings.
我们可以说的是微不足道的一个受造物。
We are almost trivial.
但是按照尊贵荣耀的身份来说,
but by speaking about our status,
没有一样东西被造是高过我们的。
Not a single created being is higher in status than us.
所有被造之物都在人之下。
All created beings are under our feet.
这将人的身份就遇到一个很大的矛盾，遇到一个很大的困难。
So there is a big irony regarding our status.
这个困难是什么呢?
What is this problem?
就是我们常常因为体积的小而产生自卑。
And this problem is that because we are physically small, we feel inferior.
但我们又常常因为我们里面尊贵的高而产生的骄傲傲慢。
But at the same time, we have this pride because we have this honor inside of us.
这就变成了心理学所研究的最大的问题。
And this is the biggest problem in psychology.
就是怎么样处理人对自己衡量的时候所做出来的错误的那个估计。
And that is what to do about this wrong estimation when man looks upon himself.
我应当怎么样去衡量我自己?
How should I look at myself?
我应该了解我自己的身价，我的价值到什么地步？
How can I understand my self-worth?
我可以用我得到多少钱财当作我衡量自己的身价的基准吗？
Can I measure myself based on my wealth?
我可以用我自己有多大的知识对自然界的学问当作我衡量自己身价的基准吗？
Can I judge myself based on my knowledge about the physical world?
我可以不可以因为我在政治上，在军队上，我们有特别的权利用？ 军事的权利当作我衡量自己的一个基准吗?
Can I find myself worth through politics and the power I have in government?
这就是世界许多许多人犯上神经不正常的真正的原因。
And this is the true reason why people go crazy in the world.
为什么你没有钱的时候你自卑?
Why is it that you feel inferior when you are poor?
为什么你发财的时候你作威作福?
Why are you arrogant when you are rich?
为什么给人家欺负的是满腔怒气?
Why are you angry when you are being bullied by other people?
当你升官的时候，你随便欺压别人。
But when you yourself are promoted, you will bully others.
为什么你没有学问的人，你多么炫耀别人？
Why are you envious of others when you are ignorant?
当你有学问的人，你轻看别人。
But when you are learned, you despise others.
上帝借着先知耶利米讲了三句话。
The God spoke to the prophet Jeremiah.
他说：“有钱的人不要因为你的钱财而骄傲。”
First of all, that the wealthy should not be arrogant based on their wealth.
有知识的人不要因为你的智慧而夸口。
And the knowledgeable should not boast of their knowledge.
你有权势的人不要因为你的权力而骄傲。
And those who have power are not to be arrogant because of that.
然后结论下去什么话语呢?
What is the summary?
人若夸口，要只做主来夸口。
The only way we can boast is to boast with the name of the Lord.
我们以为这句话是很平常、很简单的话。
We look at these words, they seem pretty trivial.
但是对我来说不是如此。
But to me, this is not the case.
这句话是提到人应当用什么衡量自己的最深的人生哲学。
This verse gives me the deepest human philosophy about how we should judge ourselves.
How should we estimate ourselves?
我们怎么样衡量自己?
How should we evaluate our identity?
我们对自己的身份要怎么看?
How can we know our own value?
我们怎么知道自己的价值?
人的价值在哪里?
Where is our value?
如果你的价值是因为钱而定的话,
If your value is determined by money,
那么当你破产的时候你就自杀了。
When you are broke, you must commit suicide.
一个人的价值是因为他的权柄而定的话,
If your value is determined by your power,
当你没有权柄的时候你产生就有很多就 post-power syndrome.
When you lost that power, you have this order called post-power syndrome.
就是今天许多许多人所发生的问题。
This is a very common problem all over the world.
人的身价从哪里定的?
How do we judge the value of human beings? 人在宇宙中间的地位从哪里定的? What is the status of the human being in the universe? We do not judge ourselves based on nature. We must understand nature through the supernatural, understanding the nature and ourselves. I look at the work of your fingers, the stars and the moons that you have created.
便说,
and then I say, what is man? This psalmist is not looking at the constellation way up high. But he is able to see beyond the constellation that the Lord has created all things.
这样全本圣经给我们看见，衡量人自己身份、人自己的宇宙地位，这个真理是从头到尾贯彻始终一致性。
And this principle of judging and the value of man is consistent through the Bible from beginning to the end. Thanks be to God. It is the same in the Old Testament. The teaching of Christ says so. And the New Testament tells us the same thing.
从那些呢,希腊的哲学完全不一样,
and this is very different from Greek mythology and Greek philosophies.
希腊的哲学出现一个人叫做 Protagoras.
In the Greek philosophers, there is this person called Pythagoras.
Protagoras. Protagoras 应该被称为 the father of humanism.
Protagoras is the father of humanism.
为什么这样说呢?
Why do we say that?
因为他以人做本位, 以人做基础来看一切以后呢,他就没有别的
because he judged all things from the position of the humanity. His words is summarized in a very famous Greek word. What does this word mean? It means man. And measure.
Homo mensura 什么意思呢?
What does this Greek word mean?
Man is a measure of all things.
就是人是万物的衡量。
人可以衡量一切。
And man can measure all things.
希腊的哲学就到这里结束了。
And the Greek philosopher ends here.
他的意思, by you yourself, you can use yourself. You'll be to be the standard, to be the criteria to measure everything outside of you.
意思就是说，你可以以自己为本来衡量你以外所有的东西。如果你问这种希腊的哲学家说，
Then how can I measure myself? What is the criteria I can use in order to measure myself?
那自然的问题就是，我应该用什么样东西来衡量我自己？他们就不能回答。And they cannot answer that question.
世界最高的智慧在神的道理的下面就显出。
The greatest knowledge of man is so small under the word of God. The word of God truly gives us the highest knowledge. The people of the 20th century, we invented the planes, the rockets, and the nuclear bomb, a spaceship. We want to know all things. But in the end, we do not know who we are.
所以我们没有办法用自己的人文思想、人的主观去道出人的宇宙中间的定位到底是什么。
Through humanity itself, it is impossible for us to find our position in the entire universe.
因为什么呢?
Why?
因为这些都是从人出发出来。
Because all this came about from men.
这些都是从人的探讨功能出发出来。
And this came about from our ability to investigate.
所有罪人产生出来，这些是犯罪以后的先知功能的误用。
All these philosophies come about from the fallen reasoning. All our explanation, therefore, has been tainted by sin. So we need to return back to God. Only in the Word of God can we find the true reference and the true strength. And we can truly understand who we are. God, you have created man. And what is the relationship between man and God? And God, you have created all things. What is the relationship between all things and man? I believe that Psalm 8 is the greatest work in relation to the position of man. And you say, where does this consciousness come from?
创世纪第一章来历。
Actually, the consciousness started from Genesis chapter 1.
上帝创造万有的时候，
when God created all things,
他造完了以后，他就创造人。
He created man after all things.
他说我们要按照自己的形象样式造人。
And he said we will create man in our image.
然后派他管理所有被造的一切。
And send him to have dominion over all things.
这个道理被诗篇第八篇的作者吸收了解之后。
The psalmist in Psalm 8 understood this.
然后他就把这个发挥出来。
And he expressed it.
所以神的启示就透过第八篇很清楚地告诉我们被造的世界跟人的关系是什么。
And the revelation of God can be seen in Psalm 8 showing us the relationship between man and the created world.
And 人与创造万有跟人的上帝又关系又是什么。
And the relationship between man and God who has created all things.
上个礼拜我们已经下了一个结论。
Last week we had a conclusion.
神比人更高。
God is higher than man.
人比万物更高。
And man is higher than all things.
一二三，神比人更高，人比万物更高。万物被造是为了人而造。
All things have been created for man.
人被造为了神而被造。
And man was created for God.
当你把这四句话想清楚以后，
When you understood these phrases,
你这一生会避免许许多多不需要的失败。
You will be able to avoid a lot of unnecessary failures.
当你把这个宇宙次序搞清楚以后，
When you get the order of the universe right,
你这一生可以免走许许多多冤枉路。
For the rest of your life, you will avoid a lot of unnecessary pathways.
因为我的终极目的是有灵的活人。
Because the idea of creation is a living spirit.
而有灵活人的终极目的是创造万民的上帝。
And the purpose of creation came from God who created all things.
上帝是万灵之父。
And God is the father of all spirits.
人是万物之灵。
And man is the spirit of all things.
神造万物是为了人。
God created all things for men.
神造万人是为了他自己。
And God created all men for himself.
上帝叫万物服务于人的生活。
So the Lord gave all things under the feet of men.
上帝叫人的生命成为服侍上帝、敬拜上帝的灵体。
And God wants our life to be devoted as spirits to worship Him.
这样你就清楚了。
And then you will be clear.
神既然在我上面，
since God is above me,
我追求的目的终极性不是在我下面的自然。
The aim of my life is not towards the things that are below me.
什么时候我把自然当作我终极性的追求目的的时候，
if I look at the things that are below me and treat it as my aim in life,
我就没有办法敬拜上帝。
I will not be able to worship God.
我没有办法侍奉上帝。
I will not be able to serve Him.
我只能利用上帝来达到对世界物质的贪心而已。
I can only use God to fulfill my greed for the material world.
这样的宗教就变成一个行蛇，变成一个假冒伪善。这样的宗教，神就变成有宗教信仰的人的工具而已。
And this, in this faith, there's hypocrisy, there's this religious structure, and God will become just a tool.
这是最可怕的事情。
And this is the most frightening thing.
所以是耶稣基督对于犹太人没有妥协的攻击不停的原因。
And this is why Jesus kept attacking the Jews.
因为这个犹太文化中间所追求的最高的一个字就是真这个字，把他们的宗教变成最假的宗教。所以耶稣说：“你们假冒为善的法利赛人，你们又灾祸了，因为他们的理念的真已经没有了，他们所献的是祭。”如果是假的一个事物，
because the entire Jewish culture actually goes after this word, the truth, but actually they are hypocrites, and so Jesus attacked them for the hypocrisy.
相反过来，
on the other hand,
我们认为神为我们最终极的追求目标。
If we look at God as the aim in our life,
我们就可以用神所赐给我们的万物来呈现神所定的旨意。
We are able to use the, all things that God has given to us to fulfill His will.
像就服于人。人就服务于神。
And material things therefore serve men and men serve God.
将神、人、万物的次序清楚了。
When you are clear about this order of God, man and things.
统治权也清楚了。
The order of dominion is also clear.
统治的路向也清楚了。
The direction of governance is clear.
一个在神管制之下的人，他就有能力统权并管制在他之外的万物。
A person who is under the governance of God will be able to govern all things beneath him.
一个人不能管制自己，他什么资格可以管制别人？
When a person cannot govern himself, how can he govern other people?
你没有办法管理自己的家，怎么可以管理教会？
If you are not able to take care of your household, how can you take care of the house of God?
一个自己不敬上帝的人，怎么会爱人？
When a person does not love God, how can he love others?
神的权柄在你身上，你顺服的时候，你就有权柄叫别人顺服你。
If the power of God is upon you and you are submissive to God, then you can ask other people to follow you.
这些原则大得不得了。These
are great principles.
这些原则可以概括全世界文化里面最高、最深、最广、最长远那些层次。
And these principles are beyond all the greatest philosophies and culture of the world.
中国人了解这句话变成顺天之昌，逆天之亡。
The Chinese understand this as those who go with the will of heaven will prosper, but those who go against the will of heaven will be destroyed. When a person has self-control, he can control others. If a leader is beyond the law, there will be no way he can ask people to be submissive to him. If the person is up, if the first the leader is right, then all people will be righteous. If your leader is unrighteous, no matter what you do, people will rebel against you. These are within Chinese philosophy. But the whole general principles can be seen in the revelation of the Bible. God, the man that he has created, has been created based on your image. And you have sent him to have dominion over all things. Since we have dominion, it means that we are of a higher status. But the Bible says God, you created him to be lower than you. And so we need not be arrogant because we are higher than all things. Because above you there is God. When you ask all things to obey you, the purpose is so that you will obey God. This is the principle of creation. This is the mystery of our lives. This is the order of authority. A person who is truly under the control of God is able to control himself. And a person who can control himself will have the power from God to rule over others. This is the order of authority. Clearly, it's moving from the top to the bottom. God is above man. And man is above the material world. When you understand this principle, you will be clearer when you read this Bible. And this is where the mystery of the Bible is. When you first read it, it seems to be so clear. The second time, it seems meaningful. The third time you read it, you understand the consistency. And the fourth time you read it, you understand the general principle. The fifth time you read it, you understand that all philosophies cannot be compared to this. The sixth time you realize there's a personal meaning to this. And lastly, you understand the mystery relating to the wisdom of life and our life. That is why men live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. When we read these verses again, you will have a clearer understanding when you bear in mind the principles we have mentioned. Let us read verse 5 and
8
again. And I will explain verse 9. Let's read 5 to 8 again.
我们在读第五到第八节，上帝原没有交给天使管辖，但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么？你竟顾念他，世人算什么？你竟眷顾他？ 你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他的脚下。现在你明白了，原来神对人类是这样的眷爱。
God loves man so much
God
has given us such a great position of honor. Not only did He give us this
honor,
He gave us the authority. What kind of
authority?
And the authority to take care of the Garden of Eden.
管理环境的权柄,
to have dominion over the environment.
研究大自然的权柄,
the ability to understand and study the nature.
上帝把万有都放在人的脚下,
because God put everything under His feet.
今天我们到20世纪的时候,
when we're in the 20th century,
大大发挥科学,
we have great scientific advances.
我们大大征服自然,
we are able to conquer nature.
We are
able to understand the
universe.
We keep thinking about environmental
issues.
We have the Earth Day. We understand that we need to take care of the environment. Towards the end of the 20th century, these are important messages. But from the first page of the Bible, it's already mentioned.
人啊, 你离开上帝, 你轻看上帝的话, 要到什么时候呢?
When are you going to be despising God and be away from God?
求主帮助我们,
may the Lord be with us.
回到圣经这伟大的真理里面,
to return to the great truth of the Bible.
上帝叫万物放在人的脚下,
God put all things under man's feet.
那你就比万物更高了,
so you're higher than all things.
你就可以探讨万物了,
you can study.
你可以研究自然了,
you can find out about nature.
你可以观察天文地理了,
you can observe the astrology.
你可以发现里面的奥秘,
you can find the mystery
inside. 基督徒研究科学明白自然结果不同的地方在哪里?
What is the difference between a Christian researcher and a non-Christian one?
基督徒明白自然之后,
when a Christian understands the nature,
他就明白自然背后中间我你的关系,
he understands a I-Thou relationship behind nature.
非基督徒明白自然之后,
when a non-Christian understands nature,
只有明白我跟自然我脱的关系,
he only understands a I-It relationship.
I understand it.
我知道它,
I utilize it.
我用它,
I use it to make money for me.
我用它来为我赚钱,
所以这个 money 又是另外一个 it.
The money is another it.
From this it to create another it.
从这个它到另外一个它,
and relationship is only I and it.
那个关系就是我跟它,
有了 it, 有 I can eat.
有了它我就可以吃,
就是这样罢了,
it's so simple.
你现在这个大自然这么伟大, 而神创造人, 统治大自然, 不是这样,
the nature is so great, and when man, God created man, this is not the purpose.
我告诉你,
let me tell you that science in a pure theoretical area is still not so dangerous. But when science becomes a pragmatic and practical science, it's dangerous. Why do we say that? When you use science to do practical things to fulfill your own desire and to benefit yourself, then the purpose of man will be within
your hands.
Can science solve all our problems? This is not so.
前两天, 苏联,